Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges, and today's Thursday, the day we try to apply and live out what we've been learning this week. And this week has all been about God's patience. We looked at a story in the Bible where God had done all kinds of wonderful things to the people of Israel, saving them, brought them out of slavery. Now they were on their way to a promised land via a desert. And they started to grumble and complain about not having enough water. They were impatient with God. They weren't trusting God. And yet God provided them water anyway. It shows God's patience, even when we humans are impatient. Now, this was an incredible example of God's patience, but thankfully it wasn't just a one-time event. This wasn't the only time God was patient with an undeserving people. Israel isn't the only nation that gets to enjoy God's patience. And this wasn't the only time in history. No, God has been patient with humans throughout history. Whether it was when we first turned away from God in the Garden of Eden, when we first sinned and rebelled against Him, or whether it's in our lives today, there are all kinds of ways that we are impatient, distrustful, and push God out of our lives, and yet God continually wants to have a relationship with us and to love us as His children, even when we don't love Him as a father. It's a testament to God's patience, and God never showed more patience than when He sent His Son, Jesus, to come to this earth, full of broken human beings who'd been impatient and distrustful and pushed Him away. He sent His Son here anyway, not just to visit, but to actually die for us. To die so He could destroy sin and its power to separate us from God anymore, its power to make us distrust God. God never showed more patience than when He sent His Son and sacrificed Him for us. Now, so many people assume God works quite differently. We assume that when we are bad, God will be bad to us, and that when we are good, God has to be good to us. That's what a lot of people assume Christian faith is about, and they expect life to work that way. They look at something like the Ashley Madison hacking scandal that's just been in the news lately. They look at that and say, you know what, those people on that website, they wanted to cheat on their spouses, they wanted to do bad things, and so bad things happened to them, and that's how it should be. And yet, that breaks down, usually in our own lives. We don't want bad things to happen to us, because when we're honest, we know we're not 100% good. And we don't want bad things to happen to our loved ones. Or when bad things do happen to our loved ones, we don't want to say, well, it's because they're a bad person. We need to apply the same rules to the whole world as we've applied to ourselves. Now, if bad things always happen to bad people and good things always happen to good people, that would be what we could call karma. That's the idea of karma, and that's actually not a Christian principle. Christian faith is about grace. It's not about people getting what they deserve. It's actually about people getting what they don't deserve. God giving an incredible gift to humanity that we don't deserve. God giving us water when we're thirsty and we're whining and grumbling and not trusting Him. That was grace for the Israelites. God gave them grace. He gave them water. And for us, too, it was God's grace in coming to earth as Jesus Christ and dying for us and wanting to have a relationship with us, even though we're broken and sinful. That was grace. And we can see grace in our lives every day. The gifts of material goods and food and water and land, the gift of our lives, of children, whatever it is in our lives, we have good things in our lives and we are not all good. If we're honest, there are parts of our lives that are not good, that don't deserve those things, and yet we have them and yet God gives them. That's grace. So our job in life isn't to somehow earn God's love and generosity. It's rather to recognize when we've received it and to give thanks for it. That's a religion of grace, rather than a religion of karma or law. The job of a Christian who's recognized that in their lives is to start living with the Holy Spirit actively working in their lives to transform them to become more like Christ, which really means to look more like God, to grow in godliness through the power of the Holy Spirit. To grow more and more like Christ, who showed us what God was like. There are lots of different angles on that, But for today, let's focus on the patience part. What does it look like to grow in patience? Since that is one of God's greatest characteristics we've learned about here, that we saw through Christ, what does it look like in our lives? So, think of somebody who's frustrated you lately. Somebody who you haven't been patient with. Pray for God's help in showing patience. Pray for God to help you realize what patience you've been shown by God and by others. And then ask God to help you show that kind of patience. To have that kind of patience with those in your life who frustrate you. So, here's your challenge for today. Be patient and uncomplaining when you're driving or just dealing with others on transit or elsewhere this week. Act with patience in whatever frustrating situations you face. And thank God for His patience in your life. So, talk to some friends about how you're going to try to do that and then try living it out. Tomorrow we'll pray and reflect about it, and then I'll see you next week. Bye for now.